1360.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. War is in our future. Christ said that prior to his coming, there would be rumors of wars, which we've had rumors of wars and wars to a, I would say, minimal compared to what is coming. The wars have been minimal. Now we are seeing wars that are going to, in magnitude, continue to, I don't know if you use the word, there'll be more conflict and crises like we've never seen. I have been talking about the undeclared war between the United States and Russia, United States and China. The United States, or the, I would put it this way, the powers that be in this country at war with even its own people, as well as internationally, Russia, China, nations that are bailing on the petrodollar. Now, Vladimir Putin attended a international economic forum. This was early today. And he stated that the emerging multipolar world, this is who America is at war with also, the economic war. The emerging multipolar world order is strengthening, and Russia's adversaries have failed utterly in their quest to isolate the country from international trade and destroy its economy. Objective market laws work stronger than the current political conjecture. This means that the neocolonial international system, which is ugly in its essence, has ceased to exist, while the multipolar world order is getting even stronger. This is an inevitable process. Then the finance minister, Anton Siluanov, says, the world is changing and we are changing with it. We are seeing countries that were once considered advanced economies erode their credibility with regard to reserve currencies, the rules of trade, capital flows, etc. The rules that used to work within the framework of globalization and all other benefits that countries were receiving from globalization are collapsing. Internationally, we're watching the collapse of our economic system, and here in America, we're watching the collapse of economic systems in all of Europe because of the Ukraine war. They are spending the billions of dollars they should use to benefit their countries. This is going to that deep hole in Ukraine, that massive black hole. There's no solution, no remedy. There'll be no reconciliation. Other changes in Europe. In Finland, the Finnish people like many of the nations in to their southern neighbors have had it with their government. The Finns, formerly known as True Finns, emerged as a second largest party in parliament after the election earlier this year. The far-right nationalist party largely campaigned on an anti-immigration and anti-European Union agenda. The nations are polarizing in response and against the unipolar nations. Even in Europe, many of the nations are no longer willing to continue to take orders from empire, to go along with the agendas of empire, to be controlled economically by empire, politically by empire. There's a revolt internationally, and the revolt is a majority of the nations internationally that have seen a way out of American hegemonic rule via the petrodollar control system. Finland is one of those nations. Going on with the article, a coalition of four parties, including an anti-immigration Finns party, will form Finland's new government. In France, the immigration problems in France are so horrendous. If you decide to take a trip to go to Paris, there are certain areas in Paris that you, if you go into those areas, don't expect the law enforcement to come in and save you. They won't. These areas are too dangerous. They are controlled by foreigners from the Middle East. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
To all the Tommy's Barbers and Blades customers out there, we appreciate you so much. We're doing a gift card giveaway the entire month of June. All you have to do is tell a friend to come in and see us or make an appointment and make sure they tell them your name and KHNC as the code, and both of you are in the drawing for $100 each of a gift card. Your friend gets entered once, you can get entered for as many times as you tell your friends. So make it happen, 720-745-0783.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Thank you.
Okay. So the Finnish people are tired, and they've had it with their government and with the immigration laws in France. The French have been protesting Macron's and the French laws that are giving rights, not only rights, but free education, health care, living expenses to all of these immigrants coming in from mainly the Middle East, from Afghanistan, and it is unsafe. Many of the areas in Paris and in France are very dangerous. This doesn't include Germany. This doesn't include England. It doesn't include Sweden. Every nation in Europe, every European nation, Western, Central, and Eastern, has immigration problems. Why? This is part of the New World Order agenda. It's an agenda, the New World Order, the globalist New World Order from the West. These are the policies of the United Nations. And all of the nations, they must agree to allowing their borders to be open to refugees, people that are displaced. No, they're not displaced. Well, they are displaced through war. This is also the part of a program to a shift of cultures, not just people, but actual cultures from one area of the world to another. The new government, according to a conservative leader, Petteri Orpo, who will be the new prime minister, there's going to be a change in Finland. And there are going to be bombings. There's going to be retaliation. And in Germany, Scholz, he's just about out of power. Polls see Germany's center-left coalition government in freefall, while the far-right populist AfD is reaping the benefits. It currently polls on par with Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats. Scholz's three-party coalition with the environmentalist Greens and the libertarian Free Democrats have faced a strong headwind recently over high immigration and a plan to replace millions of home heating systems in the country. Germany's military support for Ukraine's defense against the Russian invasion is also rejected by a sizable portion of the populace. So the citizens of Germany, remember, each nation has some of the finest people in their nations, which are the heart of these nations. But then you have always the evil, the wicked. You have in every culture the good or the wicked and the righteous. The good people, the bad people. The just, the unjust. And Germany has just run out of money for the EU after Ukraine's spending spree. Spend all your money on the black hole in Ukraine. Forget about your people and forget about your partner countries. German Finance Minister Christian Lindner, he says, in view of the necessary cuts in our own national budget, we are currently unable to make any additional contributions to the European Union budget. That's a kind of a blessing, actually. That's great. Then, we have the problems in this country. It used to be Black Lives Matter was in the forefront, and Antifa was at the forefront. forefront of the political upheaval, the social systems. Now it's LGBT, the trans movement. Well, here's what happened in Russia. In Russia, Putin ordered the Ministry of Health to create a new psychiatric institute dedicated to studying, among other things, the behavior of LGBTQ people, as well as issues dealing with gender roles and identity. This was ordered by the State Duma. This is advancing the proposal to outlaw almost all sex reassignment surgery, as well as the gender changes on official documents on Wednesday. Now, as a shocker, the Catholic Church hospitals, some of them, have been performing these sex changes. Now, remember, within Catholicism, there is that dark side. So there is the Catholic hospitals. And the Catholic hospitals are really kind of, in a sense, right on par with just the federal, with the other systems, healthcare systems in the country. They've been here for ever, 100 years, 200, 150 years. But now, performing sex change, sex altering operations on children. You see why there is a coming punishment by God in Revelation chapter 3, chapter 2, to the church in Thyatira, to the great Roman church, one of the seven churches. There is a great punishment coming from God. It is a judgment from God on the Catholic system, on the Catholic, the whole structure, religious structure. Why? Well, many reasons. Priests, pedophiles, satanic rituals, nuns who would get pregnant, they would sacrifice the children, kill the children, and it goes on. There's that dark side of Catholicism that the Catholic people, that are the good, faithful Catholics, cannot believe, refuse to accept, don't want to believe. It's in the back of their, in the back of the mind, in their thought, but they don't want to believe it. Well, we're getting, as time is going, little by little, incrementally, and not so much a little at a time, but we are being bombarded with news about the atrocities within the Catholic Church. Forget about Ukraine. Forget about China. What about Catholicism? God says he is going to punish the system of Catholicism and all the priests that have been at the helm to take this great body of believers internationally down the wrong path. There are those that are faithful priests. Malachi Martin, he was one. There is a movement within Catholicism, not a movement. There are those within Catholicism that see the sins of Catholicism, and they have been speaking out about these evils for 50 years, 60 years. So then, this is in Russia. They're not going to allow this surgeries or these gender changes. Now, this is going to be a shocker to you. Out of Britain, Britain's National Health Service is no longer going to routinely prescribe puberty blockers to children amid concerns over a lack of evidence on the impact of the so-called gender-affirming drugs. This LGBT, this gender issue is international. But it has its heart, its birth, its strength, its the backbone of this type of evil is here in this country. And we are the ones that export this type of not just thought, practice. We export it. China has walls. They don't have the Great Wall of China. They have something much more powerful. They have all of the CCP that is involved in stopping this type of thinking before it even comes into their country. Russia is not allowing it. Many European nations are resisting it. But in Britain, they're stopping the puberty blockers. In what is being described as a historical movement or moment in the UK state healthcare provider, or in the UK, the healthcare provider will no longer be prescribing children with life-altering puberty blockers except in exceptional cases or in the context of clinical research. Now, also, it's reported, the Satanic Temple, S-T-S-T, the Satanic Temple, a U.S.-based advocacy group operating as a religious organization, has offered to have its priests testify on behalf of trans TST members that gender affirmation procedures are part of the core tenets of Satanism. This is a eye-opener. So then, could it be that many of these that are in this gender movement, transgender, gender, LGBT, trans system, could they also be members of the Satanic Temple? That's something that you need to consider, because this is so evil. This definitely is a distant concept, distant thought, different belief system from the system of Judeo-Christianity. This is not what the forefathers of this country, where they were in their mental state. They were not. This was so far from their thought process. And so what is happening in Russia? Russia is perceived as an arc of normalcy and serenity to Westerners who appreciate traditional family and cultural values. So what's happening in Russia, the Russian government has set aside about 67 acres for buildings, for home, for a small community, for people that want to get out of a fallen system and they want to move to Russia. And this is for foreigners who are already moving into the region area north of Moscow. So they're putting in a group of housing with all the infrastructure, everything. It's going to fill up. It's going to fill up quickly. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360KHNC.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
The Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Come and meet local providers like Gail Lynn, inventor of the Harmonic Egg, adapted athlete Rustin Hughes from Be Bold Adapted Living, Christy Sullivan from Vitality for Life, Christy Hall from Living Well Health Group, Children's Health Defense, and Weston A. Price Foundation. Get your tickets now before prices increase. Visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
And internationally, the main news is the BRICS nations. The American government, its administration, the nations in Europe don't know what to do because they know the shift. There is a shift in the global world, a shift from a unipolar world, a unipolar global world, to a multipolar global world. The American people still, to presently, they are unaware of what has been happening in the last 25, but especially in the last decade, and especially in the last 2 to 3 years. All of the governments of the world have been watching the movement of Russia, China, South Africa, India, and Brazil as they have been working together economically and putting together a block of nations that they've decided to work economically with each other and to move to not trade in petrodollars. There was a meeting in South Africa here in the last 2 weeks. It was a meeting of foreign ministers of the BRICS group of nations in South Africa, and they've called for a rebalancing of the global order away from Western nations. We don't know about it. We may not, the people of this nation, don't have a thought, a clue, a concept, maybe even the European nations. But the fact is, at the highest levels of government internationally, this is being watched because this shift, they understand it. The shift that has taken place and is continuing to take place is changing the international global order. It was at one time basically an order governed by, directed by the United States with her nations. Now it is another group of nations, many nations, that are consolidating and are forming and have formed a new system of trade. In South Africa, the foreign minister, Naledi Pandor, he said that the group's vision is to provide global leadership in a world fractured by geopolitical tension, inequality, and global insecurity. And I read here for a couple of times this week that China and Russia are now the two nations that are leading, have taken the lead in global ministering. They're the ones that are setting policy. China is setting policy in the Middle East, working with nations so that these nations will, you know, put aside their differences and work together. It benefits them working together because they're working together against the control of America and the unipolar system. And so in South Africa, they're speaking openly. Allegations of Russian war crimes have clouded the talks, but not really. Not really. The BRICS is seen as by some as an alternative to the G7 group of the G7 group of developed nations, which it is, which has held its annual summit in the Japanese city of Hiroshima. It's actually a group of G9 nations. They've been highly critical of Russia and China. But the BRICS countries have a combined population of more than 3.2 billion people, making up about 40% of the world's roughly 8 billion people. You can't just discount what is happening. Some say that it's going to take 20 years. I say no. I don't believe it's going to take 20 years. Things are moving so quickly. Mexico has just made the decision. Honduras is making the decision. Venezuela, Peru, I think Panama. I can't remember Panama. Be careful there. But see, Panama is kind of a off-limits area, an off-limits zone, because we all the nations, they use the Panama Canal. So the treaties that were made in the nation of Panama is they agreed that that would be like Switzerland. Everybody takes money, every kind of money, legitimate and illegitimate, and stored in the Swiss banks, where the United States and Russia and China, it's a free zone. Panama, in a sense, is the same way, a free zone. But 2 weeks ago, Biden, or the hidden administration, ordered troops down into Panama. And you don't hear anything about it. And I forgot to research it to see what else is happening, why they're down there. Because if we have decided to take over Panama Canal, then I don't think China is going to be very happy. The nations will not be happy. And should the nations decide to do something drastic, like blow up those locks, that whole canal system, boy, could you imagine the floodwaters from the Pacific to the Atlantic? Because the Pacific, I think, is higher by 2 to 6 feet than the Atlantic. It'll be a forever flood. Well, the BRICS countries, 40% of the world's 8 billion people. On the first 2 days of the talks in Cape Town, Indian Minister of External Affairs said that the gathering must send out a strong message that the world is multipolar, not unipolar, that it is rebalancing, and the old ways cannot address new situations. This is very bold. This is a bold statement. Now, do you see why Macron, I stated yesterday that Macron, he wants to be part of the new, the next BRICS gathering? At the heart of the problems we face is economic concentration that leaves too many nations at the mercy of too few. So behind what he's saying is that America and some of the European, the Five Eyes nations, they have been the dominant controlling factor economically, internationally, especially America, since 1945. Then with the Trilateral Commission, you had another small group of nations in Europe, America, and Japan that have ruled the world economically. So this Brazilian I forget what his title is, but he is stating that too much concentration of power that leaves too many nations at the mercy of too few. Then there's the Brazilian foreign minister, Mario Vieira. He described BRICS as an indispensable mechanism for building a multipolar world order that reflects the devices and needs of developing countries. Absolutely true. And many, even within our government, political analysts, politicians, the old political powers that are maybe not in power presently, they are aware that there has been a change in the balance economically, and there's been a change in the thought of the nations of the world that America has been too oppressive, and they are after decades and decades and maybe a century of American hegemony, they finally see a way out, and they see that the possibility of having a multipolar, an alternate power structure internationally, not one unipolar, but a dual systems, two systems. They see it. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
It's at ColoradoSpeedway.com.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Then we go to the Chinese foreign minister, Ma Zhangju. He said that the BRICS group could be expanded to provide assistance to developing countries and emerging market economies. In other words, through the BRICS, you would have a World Bank. Through the BRICS, you would have the equivalent of the World Bank. You have the other systems where you can borrow so that nations can, develop. I forgot the name of the other. But he's saying that they would have their own system, World Trade Center, the World Trade Organization, plus others. They would have ways where they wouldn't depend on Western money. They wouldn't depend on the money from the Trilateral Commission, from the Rockefellers in America and the Rothschilds in England and their banking systems, their network of control. They wouldn't need to use those systems anymore. They would have their own systems where they wouldn't be hindered. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, he said more than a dozen countries, including Saudi Arabia, have expressed interest in joining the group. No, there's many more nations than that. Many more nations. His presence at the event was met with protests and demonstrations holding a picture of Mr. Lavrov with the words child murderer. And South Africa's governing Africa National Congress has ties with Russia and go back to the years of white minority rule since before 1944. Earlier in the week, a deputy minister told the BBC that the country planned to change its law so that it had power to decide whether or not to arrest a leader wanted by the ICC, International Criminal Court. No, forget about the ICC, forget about these international criminal courts. These are courts that were under the control of empire. So, with the multipolar world, I will come from another perspective, from the point of the Bible. At the end of the world, or at the end of a time that we call in the Christian world, the time of Satan's rule, his ownership of the nations, that time will come to an end. And it comes to an end prior to Christ's second coming. Prior to Christ's second coming, there will be many signs that occur. One of the major signs, along with earthquakes and, you know, massive tsunamis, things of this nature, will be economic signs. And from the time of the end of World War II, from the time that war ended, up to basically the last maybe 10 years, let's say, America has been the dominant economic force through the petrodollar in the world. It is just with this war in Ukraine, you could say it's like the continental shelf, the ice shelf in the Antarctic. Eventually, that ice shelf is massive, but it's intact. Let's say you call that the unipolar world petrodollar control system. Well, part of that shelf broke off and is now drifting away from the main heart of that ice, ice shelf, the what is frozen. That is the multipolar world. You will never be able to bring that part of the world that has gone into the multipolar network. You will never be able to join it back to America's unipolar petrodollar system ever again. All the nations know to be successful, they cannot trade with dollars. They cannot trade with U.S. currencies. And they know that now they're big enough and they have the enough momentum to isolate the United States from their countries. The U.S. will want to buy and trade with dollars, and they see the dollars as worthless or with less value than their own currencies. They don't want dollars. They want something other than dollars, gold, you name it, other things, something tangible. The multipolar world nations, they have already experienced a little bit of taste of freedom from American sanctions economically. That's all they needed. That little bit of freedom has emboldened them to follow this through. And with Russia and China, with India, with the southern bloc of nations, Africa, South Africa, and Brazil, Brazil and its sisters in South America, Brazil pretty much is the one carrying the load, you might say, in the sense of you have two oxen pulling a cart, as an example. The older oxen, the stronger oxen, is teaching the younger, less experienced oxen how to make it, and how to, and the older oxen is working with, the older ox is working with the younger to train the younger on how to be useful, successful. In principle, that's what's happening with South Africa, working with other nations in Africa. And these nations are learning quickly. They're good students. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Another thing too, another thought in the scripture is there had to be a safety net, because the unipolar world will be the Antichrist economic control network, and there has to be in the world a safety net to catch the nations that will not go along with Antichrist and his coming government, and or the governments that he will rule, that he will force to be part of his network of control, of power. There has to be, it's in the scripture, a safety net. The safety net is the multipolar world system. It is an alternate system. It will be digital, and digital in the hands of the right people is not evil. Digital is just a tool. But in the hands of right people, with nations that have safety measures, safety where there are safety measures so that China, as this multipolar world grows, there'll come a time when Russia will no longer be part of it. Russia's going to be judged in an invasion in the Middle East. At that point, China will be the sole, the massive, the big, the giant of the multipolar world. But India is going to be the nation to keep China with all of its power in check. India and Russia basically have the same size in population. And then with the nations in that vicinity, there are many nations who are wary of China. Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, some of those other nations there in the Philippines. They don't solely trust China. They know the Xi Jinping and his psychological makeup. This man is totally unrestrained. He is CCP to the core. You think Mao, Chairman Mao was CCP, he was communist, forget it. Xi Jinping's communism is like, you know, you gold, you refine gold till it becomes so pure you can't refine it anymore. That is the thinking of Xi Jinping in communism. He considers that to be pure communism, perfect communism. And it is very, very powerful. So the Asian sisters, not all of them trust him. And even in Africa, many of the nations in northern Africa, they don't necessarily, and even southern Africa, they don't necessarily trust China. They're still wary, just like they don't trust America. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So, but the world is what is from above. Politically, economically, there are two systems now, economic systems that have developed. And the multipolar world system will overtake the unipolar world system. It will. You will not be able, Antichrist will not be able to destroy this new system. Thank God that he used Russia and he used China and other nations to put up this safety net. May the God of peace be with you through the weekend. Talk to you next week, Rick Rodriguez.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Don't miss the Tree Farm's Father's Day sale going on now. Get Dad an 8 to 10 foot Autumn Blaze maple tree for only $199.99. Or get 6 3-year-old fast growing privet hedges for only $266. 7 to 8 foot spring snow fruitless white flowering crab apple trees, only $199.99. 5-year-old 4 to 5 foot off tree and pine trees are also $199.99.
Come you take see. I-25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.